Okay, we're beginning a new book of the Rambam, Hilchas Melachim u'Milchamoseihem, the laws of kings and their wars. And we always do the introduction before we start the new set of laws. Rambam says, this new section, which is the final book in the book of Shoftim, it says, Yesh Bichlolam Shalosh Ve'esri Mitzvahs. There's 13 mitzvahs of the Torah that's involved with kings and their wars. Esser mitzvahs asay, 10 are positive commandments. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't say that right. Shalosh Ve'esri Mitzvahs, 23 mitzvahs. Esser mitzvahs asay, 10 positive mitzvahs. Ushlosh Esri Mitzvahs also say 13 negative prohibitions. Bezeu Praton, and these are the details. So this is just a quick run through before we get to the real details over here. Aleph, Lamanos Melch Yisrael. It's a mitzvah for the Jewish people to appoint a king. Beis, Shelo Yemana Mikal Gerim. The king should not be appointed from strangers, which will mean converts or non-Jews, certainly. Gimel, Shelo Yarbela Noshim. That a king cannot have too many wives. Dalet, Shelo Yarbela Susim. He shouldn't have too many horses. Hey, Shelo Yarbela Kesav Zav. He shouldn't have too much gold and silver. Vav, Lahachrim Shiva Momim. There's a special commandment to destroy the 7 Canaanite nations. Zion, Shalahachios Mahem Kol Neshama. To not allow any one of them to be alive. You have to totally kill them all out. We have to see what the difference is between destroying them and killing them all out. Ches, Limcho Zarish Al-Molek. To obliterate the memory of Amalek. Also, Tes, Liskor Masha Osamalek. To remember what Amalek did to us. Which also should not forget their evil activities and their ambush that they did to us on the road. We should not live in Egypt. You should not consider moving back to Egypt. To offer peace to cities that the Jews will lay siege around in Eretz Yisrael when they have to conquer the land. First they offer to make peace with them. And to judge them the way it explains in the Torah. If it's v'im tashlim, if they agree to surrender, v'im lo tashlim, if they don't agree to surrender, if they agree to surrender and pay taxes and be servitudes to Jews, they can stay in the land. But if not, not. So all those, what you have to decide over there, that's discussed. You do not seek out the welfare of Ammon and Moab, especially alone, when you lay siege around them. We have a special animosity to them. We're not allowed to destroy fruit trees when we're laying siege on cities. You have to prepare latrines, so that people who are the soldiers have a place to relieve themselves. Tezayin lahaskin yosei lachur. You have to prepare a little type of shovel. Every soldier has a shovel to dig and to cover up when he relieves himself. Yudzayin limshach kohen ledaber ba'ozne anshe hatsava bishasa mochama. To anoint a king who has a special duty to speak to the soldiers before they go to battle. Yudches lios ma'areis ubona binyan venota kerem smechim bikinyanim shana tmima. That people who get engaged or build a new building or plant a vineyard, they should rejoice with these acquisitions or their wife, as it were, for one full year. And you even are called back from the army. You're excused from army duty if those three things exist. You don't give them any work, these three people. And they don't have to do even any communal service. They don't have to do things to help the soldiers. They're totally free from that. Chaf, shalol la'arotz v'lach shalachor b'shasa mochama. Soldiers are commanded to not be frightened and not to run away during battle. Chaf, alav din yafas tor, the special law if you take back a captive Canaanite woman. Chaf, bei shalol timachar yafas tor, and if you don't want her, you can't sell the captive woman. And chav gimur shalo yich b'shenu la'avdus achar shenivala. You can't subjugate her to servitude after he's been intimate with her. Those are the 23 mitzvahs, uber mitzvahs, elu b'prokamila. Now we're going to get into the details. Perek Rishon, first chapter, aloch aleph. Sholosh mitzvahs nitzavi Yisrael b'shas k'nisos l'aretz. The Jews were commanded to fulfill three mitzvahs when they would enter the land of Israel. Number one, but not necessarily in this order, Lemanos Lohem Melech, you have to appoint a king, Shenemar, because it says in the book of Dvarim, Som Tosim Alech Melech. You shall surely, the Torah says, after you enter the land of Canaan, when you come to the land and you will conquer it, then Som Tosim Alech Melech, you'll appoint for yourself, you place for yourselves a king. Number one. Number two, Elahachris Zaro Shal Amalek, we have to destroy the seed of Amalek. Shenemar, as it says in the Torah, Timche Ezechar Amalek. You shall obliterate any memory of Amalek. And this is also after the Jews enter the land, because it says in Parshas Kitzeis, it says, V'hayah B'haniach, when Hashem lives, you be rested from all your enemies in the land that Hashem has given to you. That's when you have to destroy Amalek. So that's obviously after you have come into the land of Eretz Yisrael. And number three, V'livnos Beis Abachira, and to build the holy temple. Shenemar lishichno sidrishu uvasa sham. You shall seek out the Shechina and come there. When you're in Eretz Yisrael, we have to find a place to establish as the Beis HaMikdash. And that one, Rambam is not going to get into in these halachas. A separate halachas of building the Beis HaMikdash is a whole separate entity of halachas. Beis. Now, what's the order of these three mitzvahs when you come into Eretz Yisrael? Minui melech kodem lemulchamas amalek. Appointing a king comes before destroying Amalek. Why? This is a pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, Shenemar, Osi Sholach Hashem Limshachecha LaMelech. Shmuel Hanavi said that Hashem sent me to anoint you as the king. Ata Lech, now go, V'hikisas Amalek. Now destroy Amalek. So you see the order. First Hashem sent me to appoint you as the king. And because how can you destroy Amalek if you don't have a king? You need the central authority to make sure that it happens. Now, and the destruction of Amalek will precede the building of the Beis HaMikdash. So that's the order. King, Amalek, Beis HaMikdash. Now, why the Rambam He said Melech, Amalek, Beis HaMikdash. So he did it in the order. Good. So that's the order. How do we know this last halacha that you have to destroy Amalek before the Beis HaMikdash, build the Beis HaMikdash? It says, Vayhi ki yashav HaMelech beveso. It was when the king was sitting in his house, David. Hashem gave him rest from all his enemies around him. In other words, he really took care of Amalek. And the king said to Nasan Anavi, David Melech said to Nasan, Reina Anochi Yoshe Beis HaRazim, look, I'm sitting in a very nice palace, and what's going to be with the Beis HaMikdash? It's time to build the Beis HaMikdash. So Nasan gave him the approval to begin the first steps of building the Beis HaMikdash. Yeah.
Having a king wasn't dependent on having Beit HaMikdash. We preceded. We had kings before we had Beit HaMikdash. Why couldn't we have a king now? Why couldn't we?
Well, when we get to more laws about a king, you'll see why we can't have a king.
In fact, I was going to ask this.
You can't have a king if you're in exile, can you?
Pretty soon over half of the Jews in the world are going to be in
exile. You're still in exile. Right? I imagine how this would play out. The Haredi world says, we've appointed someone as the king. And Mr. Netanyahu, will you please step aside? Because the Melech Yisrael is here now. I can imagine how that would go very...
Even though they have a king and a prime minister?
You know, even though they go unwell. You know, I have to understand, if there's a secular government running Israel, we're just as much in Gaulis as we were without it. From a halachic point of view, and from many other points of view, having a secular government running the country does not mean you have any geula. There's no redemption. And you're not in a position to establish a Jewish king. So you have to have a number of other criteria that exist till you could have it. And the Rambam will talk about that when we're looking for the Melech HaMashiach, what the criteria have to be to make him the Melech HaMashiach.
So?
One second. So, Me'achish HaKomas Melech Mitzvah. Oh, so now the Rambam asks a question. We clearly see it's a mitzvah to have a king. So, Lama LaRotza Kadosh Baruch Hu Shalom Melech Yisrael. Why was Hashem not happy when the Jewish people asked for a king? When the Jews said to Shmuel, we want to have a king, Hashem was very upset with the Jewish people. So how could they be so upset if it's a mitzvah for that? And this is what's commonly has happened many times. Why? Lefisha Shalu B'Taromes. Because they asked for it in a complaining way. All right? Because everything was going on in there. The Psukim Serve that the elders of the generation asked properly, because they said, give us a king to judge us. But the locals, the lower class, They messed it up because it said on the in Sefer Shmuel, "Let us be like all the other nations to have a king judge us." Okay, you want to have to be like all the other nations? That's not what Hashem wants. A Jewish king is bedafka, not like all the other nations. And Hashem—that's exactly the point. Exactly the point that the state of Israel wants to be like every other nation. It does not want to be a Torah nation, so that's why it can't work. And that's the criticism over there. So why did they ask to do the mitzvah? Not because, okay, now we know it's a time Hashem wants us to have a king. We want to do the Ratzon Hashem. It's a good time. We want to do Hashem. No. They rejected Shmuel. They didn't want to have a holy Navi running the country. They'd like to rather have a politician running the country or someone else. So that was a criticism. Shenemer, because Hashem said to Shmuel, Ki lo oscha masu. You got to realize it's not you that they rejected. Ki osi masu. They have rejected me. And therefore, that was the problem over there. Just one more. Gimel.
Ain mam. A couple of questions.
What?
Go ahead.
So we won't do one more. Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. Go ahead.
Is it purely historic?
What do you mean? Is this pure? I don't understand what you're asking.
It's a halacha that we're talking about only when we first entered Israel. Or is there an application?
Well, we always have to have. I'm still not hearing your question. So start with a W, please.
When does this happen?
When does what happen?
This halacha requirement. When is it invoked?
When there is no real specific time. But it says after we have what? After we have come into the land and conquered the enemies.
I'm just saying, is it only the first time we went into the land?
No, we always have to have a king. You have to have a king. When the one king died, we anointed another king.
When we have the land.
When we have the land. And it's interesting, there were no kings in the Second Temple era. Because you were missing a lot of factors to enable to have a king. We really weren't free. We really weren't. In the Second Temple era, we were not a free country. We were a vassal state most of the time. We didn't have autonomy.
So that's the requirement.
And that, we'll see, there's a lot of conditions. You can't, you know, when the Greek government, when the Greeks are running the world, they're not, it's not going to work to say we now have a king in Israel. You know, you can't do that. So because you have to have tranquility from your enemies. Right? You have to have, you know, Jews walked in, they killed most of the Canaanites, they were in charge of the country, they had this country, right? And there were a lot of other things. You have to have a Navi who can anoint a king. Who's going to anoint a king today? You don't have a Navi. You don't have a Navi. You need Eliyahu Navi to anoint a king. So you have to have a lot of, as we go through, you'll see all kinds of conditions have to exist, right? And, well, you know, let's just do the next one. It'll answer your question. Listen, the next one will answer your question. You have to hold your other questions for next week. Gimel, ein ma'midi melech betchila. Initially, you can't set up a king. Ella al pi bezdin shel shivim zkenim. You have to have a Jewish Sanhedrin of 70 elders. No? Do we have a Sanhedrin of 70 elders? We have a Sanhedrin of 70, of others. A Knesset, but not of 70 elders. Right? So, one second. But if the king's son takes over, then you don't have to have the Sanhedrin do anything because he's just taking over. And also, second condition, Val Pi Navi. It has to be done through a Navi. You have to have a prophet. It says who the Navi will pick up. Ki Yoshua, like Yeshua, Sheminu Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe made him the king, effectively. And Moshe was the prophet. Ubeis Dino, and Moshe's court of law. Ukeshashol v'David, and similarly with Shol and David, Sheminu Shmuel and Rasi, Ubeis Dino, Shmuel anointed him as well. So you see, so therefore, Mark, you can never have a king now. We don't have a Sanhedrin, we don't have Nevi'im, we don't have a lot of other things, and therefore, we have to wait till Eliyahu Navi comes. Mitzvah Hashem, then he'll make a king for us. B'mehir Rabbeinu Amei, Rabbi Hananya ben Akasha.